Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, how are you?
Doing all right. I've been spending the morning looking at weird test results that Trove has had in with their Alma sandboxes, and I'm not sure if something changed with the broker, which I know is more is a Jakob question, but Jakob and Yannis, so I'll probably be chasing that with them later, but I just haven't wrapped my head around what the issue is yet. So yeah, the fun never stops. But yeah, we had a presentation yesterday about Crosslink and Alma and Reshare for WolfCon. That was with Jakob and Alan Jones, so that was good. And then I have one today with the Koval folks about the Trove implementation
Oh,
specifically.
nice.
So yeah.
How did the one about Crosslink, I guess, go? I should have attended that.
Yeah.
Figure out what I'm trying to work on.
Yeah. No, it was good. There weren't that many people there, which is kind of a bummer. As far, I mean, I couldn't see who was in the room, but it didn't sound like there was a ton. And Jakob asked, like, are there any like technical folks here before he dove into his
Yeah.
section, and he said like nobody really raised their hand, so he kind of zoomed through the technical
Yeah.
component, which was a little bit of a bummer. And then of course our demo, we did a live demo,
Jeez.
and Alan didn't put that like remote record ID in properly, so I never got the message to the tenant, which was frustrating because we couldn't tell, like I couldn't tell when in the middle of the demo like why I wasn't
Oh,
getting it,
right. Yeah, that's really annoying.
but my message went through to him, so that was good. I can probably share you the, I mean, we were able to complete one where I was the requester, but I can share the slides with you guys once I figure out where the hell they are. But yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a recording too, so maybe we can share those out once it's here. Or maybe Jakob can do a deep dive on the technical components for us sometime. Yeah, so anyway, that's what I've been up to. And also doing some testing. Sorry, Kurt, for not remembering that we were going to do a demo in the middle of that, and that was sort of a last minute like, oh crap.
No worries. We managed to make it right, so
Yeah. So it sounds like we can just do some updates here. I think we're still waiting on this slowness with the autoresponder, which Yanis said he was working on a build this morning. And if we can, if this can get resolved, I think we'd be ready to do the release, Ian. But it's been a little bit of a one step forward, one step back, or whatever that phrase is.
sure.
Kurt, do you have any like insight into this? Like, otherwise, do you think that the current plan is sounds solid, or
I mean, it seems as solid as any right now. I have built a integration test which should actually exercise the workflow, although it's passing, although I think I need to add something in there to like check and see how long it's taking to run, just to make sure that it's not like see if I can somehow capture the slowdown in there. But if this fixes it, then hopefully we should be good. But regardless, I'll probably merge the integration test in afterwards anyway, just to have it there, so we might help catch stuff in the future. And if it doesn't work, then
cool.
maybe it'll help us to diagnose. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully it, I mean, I'm hopeful. It seems like every time I test like one or the other is like gets like kind of like
Yeah.
it'll be fast one way and then not fast, and I don't know, it's just been kind of strange.
Yeah, well, assuming Giannis is on to the right thing with what's going on, it seems like it's kind of a major flaw in the architecture to where, it makes this lock and then it tries to make the protocol log and then it just sits there for like 30 seconds while it's waiting for the lock to resolve. So, that's not great. But maybe this will help. Because we've had issues around that area in the past, and that's where we had our whole optimistic locking problem. So maybe making this happen asynchronously will help that as well, or at least the things that were related to that. So we'll see.
That I think he said that something like something was taking 30 seconds, and it kind of that's sort of in line with like how long it seems like the
Yeah.
rejections are taking, so.
But that's also how long the retry delay is. So.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, if it seems like if I'm wondering if the retry on the requester side is because the supplier side is just locked up because it's waiting to resolve this patron request lock. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
So I don't know how long a build. I think he said, oh, he wants to do his test first. Okay. So anyway, I hopefully, fingers crossed, we can decide that we're done with this one. So I'll let you know, Ian. Kurt, what are you up to otherwise? How are things going?
Well, like I said, I was working on the integration test to try to capture the issue that we were seeing. But aside from that, I was gonna take a look at, the stuff with the well, I guess Jason, you've been looking at the ZFL thing with the that the number results return thing.
Yes.
Okay, so is that something you've got in hand, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, I don't really have anything particular to work on unless there's something you'd like to pass to me.
Let's go. Oh yeah, I need to look into rolling this sprint over. I'm sorry that there's still this mountain of stuff over here. Do you have anything that is shareable, Jason, or are you also going to be looking for stuff to do?
I have to keep working on it. Do you want me to elaborate for a bit or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So turned out that it wasn't, I saw in the UI that, oh yeah, it's requesting 1,000 of these. So that's not it. Because I was hoping optimistically it would just be as simple as just adding a thing to have it request more records. But it turns out even back on the branch that was being used, like the previous release, whatever, 118, same 1,000. But ultimately it's actually in mod directory because the default Okapi something controller cannot return more than 100 results because Steve or someone at KN thinks that if you ever want more than 100 from anything, you should make more requests, and that it is just wrong to have it return more than 100 in a single request because reasons. And so rather than implement paging for this kind of situation, which we had done for mod RS, was make a subclass of the Okapi thingy, because at least that method was something we could override this time around because it was protected, if not public. And so that's something that happened in mod RS, but yeah, and it didn't happen in mod directory. And so I need to go do that over there. And I have not touched mod directory in a long time, so I have to figure out how to get the test to run, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a whole, it'll be a sec, but I'm pretty sure it'll just happen. That said, if I get this running in mod directory and implement the same thing that is working in mod RS, is it worth actually spending the time to contrive a way to put in more than 100 directory entries with like a script or stored procedure or something to try and actually verify that? Or it's probably pretty safe to assume that it'll work.
And then just verify it in one of the, well, actually, I don't know if we can verify in any of our environments. Like,
Does
well, we can
there
verify that it doesn't break it. And then once we deploy it, we'll find out if it works.
is it all directory entries or only institutional ones? Because I'm sure we have some systems with more than 100 directory entries if you include branches and stuff.
Well, the query in the UI is only directory entries,
Only
but we can
institutional
just make
ones?
it, right, we just turn only institutional ones, but we can make it, we can, it's the same API, it's the same mechanism that it would be using to deliver a query that just says everything. And so I think we could do that, we can contrive a test that way by just requesting all the directory entries from whatever and checking how many we get back.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if it's worth adding a bunch of entries to, I don't know, east west or whatever. I'm sure it is, because then we have to deal with those.
Yeah, if I'm gonna write the script to do it, I'll just do it in something local and disposable. But I'm just wondering, I'm just thinking that because we have the same implementation already for mod RS, that I would just be taking stuff off of it because it does some other stuff around the protocol logging, whatever, that's not relevant to mod directory. But the way that it extends the record limit, that's the part that I would keep. And since we've already
Done
proven
that.
that in mod RS, I wonder is it, I'm willing to, but would you like me to spend the extra time to set that up so that I can verify that? Or should we just verify that it works and then check later kind of thing?
If you're confident, I'm okay with it just checking, but it's up to you really. But yeah, I don't mind doing it either way.
Yeah, I think I'll just go with it then, because it, as long as it doesn't prevent it from working, then it's probably gonna make it do the thing. But and I will add like a debug logging to make sure it's actually using the new class. So cool. Then I'll just do it that way, and then I would like to finally merge the Kubernetes thing, since it does seem that it's not interfering with CI, and at least insofar as that branch has a green check mark.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
And I might also be about working with you a bit to get to not only use Ramsons or have the option of using Ramsons for the local test environment thingy, but to use the fun little Go module that Adam wrote for stubbing out some of the services. Because, yeah, we're running more stuff than we have to.
Right.
So we'll have an even faster local environment. It'll be great.
Sounds really fun.
I'm really enthusiastic about local environments because, like, it's so much of the time the difficult part is not the actual development, but recreating the situation so that I can do the development. It's like, well, before I can change this code, I have to find a way to make it run.
Yeah, that sounds like not the most fun.
Yeah, so it's satisfying to work on things that move in the direction of making that smoother.
Yes. Okay, well, that sounds good. It sounds like you have like a clear idea of what you want to do next, so if you need anything, just let us know.
Of course.
Let us see. Ian, this is still waiting on me, the request out of sync one. We're waiting on one piece for the release. And I think in the next sprint, I just wanted to let you know that the only ticket I got yesterday, that came in overnight, is about another tenant that they want to add. And I already have a ticket in your queue for the next sprint to create one. Do you mind if I add this other one to it, or do you want to
No, that's fine.
add it? Okay. I figure if you're doing one, it
Yeah,
might
it
just
doesn't
be as
matter.
easy to
Just
do.
do.
Okay. So that's it. Like I said, besides this broker thing, I'm trying to figure out why test and prod would be different. And maybe I can try to see from some of the requests that Alan submitted yesterday if how dev compares to those two environments, then go from there. But
The broker, though, in production, it's not going to be is the same software that's running in test, right?
Right, but I don't know why. The thing that seems to be breaking is that the request this request came in with nothing in the cost. This is from an Alma library, and then with the suppliers, it has nothing in the cost here. This is the test one, and it's not finding a match with the supplier, but in prod, the cost here, even though it came in with nothing, just like in test, it's displaying this 0.00. This is in prod.
Yeah.
And then it does find this
Oh, what about
match.
config? Isn't that, didn't we set that or something? I seem to have in my head that a request about setting that 0.00, but maybe I'm making it up.
I'm not sure. That sounds like maybe something Jakob might have asked you for. I don't know.
Okay.
Or like, are you saying like it's something that would be in the settings? No, I don't
Well,
know.
I'm trying to remember. I can message you after this and we could look at it. Let me just, I guess, look at some things. I don't know.
Yeah. Now I'm just wondering if any of those that I did with Alan yesterday. This has no cost. Let me just see what the broker looks like for this, because this is,
It's not set on the broker, but let's see.
came in with nothing. But it's, yeah, see, there's something different here. This is the same thing. It came in with no cost. And the supplier shows this 0.00, but for some reason in test, That's coming through blank, and I'm not really sure. So dev and prod are doing something different than test with this setting.
There's a minimum cost setting, which goes, so no, the value for that is 20.36, I guess.
And that's used when you're negotiating a cost so that you
Okay.
can't fill it lower than that if it came in with a cost. But yeah, so I can ask Jakob about this because it just feels like something in the broker behavior that's different there. But I can start a thread with you and Jakob after the call about this
Sure.
if you think that it's something that might be related to a config change.
That's worth looking at. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay. But what else is going on with you, Ian? How are things going?
I'm just working on viewfind for Wellesley College until the stuff is ready, but yeah, that's about it. I wanted to ask about this test where they wanted to use this test Alma system. Sounds like maybe
Oh
Dave
yeah.
doesn't want to do that. But
Yeah, what is that ticket? Hold on, let me find it. Sorry. He was I knew he wasn't gonna like this. He 'cause he'd already told me that he'd already said like they should really the tiers should match between WAAD and test. But we had like a workaround for the Alma library, so I was wondering if there was any way to get around it. But I can just tell them like it's more headache than it's worth. Find somebody else to test with. Yeah, 'cause he sent like six messages. I didn't read these yet.
okay. Just, I mean, so he's got an application that prepares this directory entry, and then I take it and I put it on the different systems. But what if when I take it to put it on different systems, I just rewrite the directory entry and he doesn't have to change anything? You know what I mean?
So like instead of like making this like part of the automation and everything,
Right.
like you, yeah.
Instead of making it part of his automation, I'll just, there's a job that takes the directory entry and commits it to test and prod on a schedule. I can't remember what the schedule is, but what if that job just did some, editing on the way for test?
Just for test, right? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, I think if it's not like your worst nightmare, that it would be appreciated from them. But if it's gonna suck, don't like, don't, I don't know, don't overdo it, you know?
Well, yeah, okay. I guess I gotta read these comments. Yeah. But I'll read this and propose that to David and see what he thinks.
Yeah, I love his like you
Yeah.
want me to drop other crucial work. Like, no, I don't want you to, you know.
Right.
But he's so funny. If you don't mind proposing what you said, and if he's like, don't do that, then I'll just tell him like, no, sorry. Yeah, we're just trying to get them to test everything that we have in Trove test right now, and some of it involves Alma, and so I think they have a limited number of partners that are willing to like engage with them on this, and they can't place those requests themselves. It's just like how I can't test Alma things on my own because they don't have access to. Alma. I think NMQU is an Alma library. They do have the National Library of Australia that they can use, but that's a Rapido system, and Rapido and Alma behave slightly differently. So I think they're just trying to cover all their bases. Yeah, so that's that. Also, sorry for the false alarm on the Minitex ticket that I sent through to you yesterday. I think Julie discovered that it wasn't related to the earlier indexing thing that you put a patch on for everyone.
Right. Yep.
What is this one, Ian? Is this part of the upgrade?
No, okay. Yeah, I don't think there's any reason I can't do this. So, yeah. I just don't see it because it's in a crosslink project. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes
But
sense.
maybe I should
I
start looking at that board. Is there a bunch of stuff on that board?
the crosslink board. Let's see what's over here.
Okay. Yeah,
I
I'll
think
look at that.
you only have this
I
one.
just didn't see it because it's not a board that I check. And yeah, but I guess I maybe put it in progress. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, and also David commented on this one too.
Oh, I see. So he put it in progress and then assigned it to me. Okay. Yeah. Let me look at that. Yeah, I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's like I don't know, like
On
how
this, yeah.
pressing it is or anything, but I
Sure.
just saw it in your queue, so I was curious. All right, guys. Anything else you want to talk about? Any other fun stuff? I don't know what this. I don't know if we're gonna do it this way. I gotta wait to talk to Jakob about the holidays and suspensions. Yeah, these are mostly, I think, Jakob questions. So I don't know if we need to go over those, but I don't think I have anything else right now. Okay. Anything else you all want to talk about? Just try to get this release out, I guess, is then we can move on with other stuff.
Right.
I'm curious if the other batch of indexes, if you sent those over to Minitex or anyone.
No, that's not applied to anyone. We just did the one patch for Minitex.
Ian, can I ask you an unrelated question?
Sure.
I think Julie had said to me that you did something for Palsy to clear out records from their viewfind that were like orphaned or
Yeah.
and it was like I don't know you created like a version of viewfind without all those like dead records and then eventually like swapped them.
Yeah.
That is something that Minitex included in their grant proposal, but I'm assuming we didn't charge Palsy for that. And so
No.
I think that might just be something that we have to schedule for Minitex.
True.
But I was wondering if that could be done. I think that Peter is actually doing Minitex's Viewfind 10 upgrade. I don't think that one's assigned to you. So I didn't know if
Right.
it made sense for him to do that at the same time, or if you would still do that as like a separate process or something.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's yeah. He could or I could. I don't think it has to go at the same time, but
Okay. Yeah, I just like I never know if it's like more efficient to do stuff like that while you're already in there, or if it's like, no, these are so different that we'll just do one thing and then.
that particular one, I don't think it matters. Yeah, it's just like make a new empty index and then run a full, build of that index and then trade them out.
Well, cool. They'll be glad not to have to pay for them, I guess. So, okay. I think that's all I have. Hopefully, we can do the release. They're anxious to get the. I think I already said this, but they're anxious to get the release out before the main support person goes on vacation. So we'll see if they are able to finish all their acceptance testing in time, but
Who's the main support person?
the main Trove support person is her name's Belinda.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if, I don't think she's on any of our channels. But she's the one who takes her and this other woman named Ione. They work for Trove and they take like the very first round, like direct feedback from the libraries.
Gotcha.
And then they escalate to Caval. And Caval is like Sarah and Sean and Annalisa. They do like their round of troubleshooting before they submit tickets to me. So there's like some layers, but
Okay.
the acceptance testing is done by Trove.
I was just trying to figure out how to pronounce a name, but it's Sarah, right? But not something
Sarah.
like that. Yeah. Okay, got it. Thanks.
Yeah, she's who I'm presenting with her and Sean today. So,
Oh, okay, cool.
yeah. Okay. Well, I'll let you all go. Thank you. And let me know if you need anything. And hopefully we'll, I don't know, be shaking things up next week, doing some different stuff. We'll see.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks,
Thanks, you.
everyone.